翻开新约希伯来书第十一章。
Brothers and sisters, turn to the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第五节。
Hebrews 11 verse 5.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
第六节
Verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们再翻开创世纪第五章。
Let's turn out to Genesis chapter 5.
第五章第二十一节到二十四节
Verses 21 through 24.
以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了三百六十五岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
Genesis 5:21 through 24. Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah.Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，我们在你爱子复活的早晨，再次来到你的面前。
Father, on the day of your beloved son's resurrection, we once again gather before you.
愿圣灵保惠师再次借着已经说过的话，再来向我们说话。
And that the Holy Spirit would speak words that you have spoken before once again to us. Let all of us have ears within that we can hear the words that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.
Once again, we will be sharing upon the importance of faith in a Christian's life.
那么信心呢，是实在是我们在走这条主的道路上不可缺少的。
Faith is something that we cannot lack on our journey with the Lord.
我们在还没信主之前，因着信，我们进入神的家，我们得救。
Before we became Christians, by faith we entered intoGod's house and became saved.
当我们成了基督徒以后，也是天天的在学信心的功课，走信心的道路。
And after we became Christians, it is by faith that we daily learn spiritual lessons and walk with the Lord.
但是我们呢，对于信心有时候很多地方不了解。
But we may have a lot of places where we don't understand faith very well.
今天弟兄所选择的诗歌，正是我里头有点的感觉。
The hymns our brother chose today, truly moved me deeply.
那么人到底怎么会信
？How does a man truly believe?
我们见过许多人，他们听福音听了几十年，到后来终于信主了。
We've many stories of people that.Heard the gospel for many decades and then finally became believers.
那么有些人呢，第一次听福音他就信主了。
And some people, the first time they hear the gospel, they immediately become a believer.
那有些人呢，信了主以后呢，一开始呢，他就对主非常有信心，走得非常好。
And some people, as soon as they believe, they have a great interest in the things of the Lord and they walk with the Lord very well.
但我也看见不少的那个神的儿女们信心。起起伏伏多少年了都没有办法完全的信靠主。
And I've seen also many Christians that their faith rises and falls, and their walk with the Lord seems to stop.
到底这信心从哪里来呢
？So where does this faith come from？
是我们这个人比较好，所以我们信心多嘛
？Is it because a person is better and their faith is therefore larger.
我确实看见有不少那个性格非常好的人，他们成了主，被主所重用的。
I know of many very naturally good people, and that they were used mightily by the Lord.
但是我也有福音的朋友，他个性非常的好，我们很多地方可能不见比不上，他就是不信主。
And I know many gospel friends that they seem very good natured, but and even better than we are, but they just can't believe in the Lord.
还是因为我们比较聪明，所以我们那个信心大嘛。
Is it because we're smarter that our faith is greater?
确实看见有不少被主所重用的，他们非常的聪明，用他们之后，他们被神大大的使用。
I know many people that are so very smart that when they become believers, that the Lord worked greatly through them.
但是我也有福音的朋友，非常聪明，读书念非常非常好，怎么信都信不来。
And I know many gospel friends that are also incredibly smart and they study very well, but no matter how we share the gospel with them, they just cannot believe.
真是不知道这个信心从哪里来。So
we don't really know where faith comes from.
在希伯来书第十二章他说呢，这个我们主耶稣基督他是我们的信心创始的，而且是成终的。So
in Hebrews 12 it says that our Lord Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith.
你自己想想啊，这信心呢，实在不是我们自己有的。
And so if we think about it, faith is not something that we actually possess ourselves.
是神把那个信摆在我们里面，我们才能够信。
It is the Lord who has placed this faith within us, therefore that we can believe.
我们在信主的那一天，他把信心赐给我们。
When we believed in the Lord, that first day, the Lord placed, gave us that faith.
当我们在走这条路的时候，他天天把信心加给我们。
And as we walk along this path, daily he gives us new faith.
所以我们如果中间我们还有福音朋友们，你很多年信不来。
And so if there are among us gospel friends for many years that you cannot believe,
你需要一个祷告。
You need to have a prayer.
祷告主啊，如果你是真的神的话，赐给我信心。
You should pray, Lord, if you're real, give me this faith.
叫我能够信。
To allow me to believe.
如果我们中间有弟兄姊妹们多年在这信心的道路挣扎的时候，
And if there are brothers and sisters who are struggling in their faith for many years,
我们学像他是那个主的门徒跟主说，主啊，求你加给我信心。
As one of the disciples prayed, we should ask, Lord, add faith to me.
信心呢，实在是从神他那里来的。
Faith truly comes from the Lord.
所以呢，信心呢，它对象是向着神而去的。
And so the object of faith should be the Lord himself.
希伯来书他说呢，我们信什么呢？我们信的是神他所示的。
What does Hebrews say? Hebrews says we believe that He is.
不是相信我们自己能够做什么。
We don't believe that we can do anything.
也唯有呢，当我们越不相信自己的时候，
And the more we don't believe in ourselves,
我们呢才能够越来相信我们的神。
The more we can believe in our Lord,
越能认识呢，他是什么样的一位神。
The more believe and know what kind of a Lord He is,
更多认识他是怎么样做工的神。
And learn more how He works.
但是呢，信心呢，实际上是从神那里来的。
Truly, faith comes from the Lord.
让我们能够相信的对象是神他自己。
And the object of our faith is the Lord Himself.
那信心呢，在我们的那个一生的路程当中呢，是一个过程的。
And so our walk in faith is a work of progress.
那么希伯来书第十一章的时候呢，一面他是说到不许多信心的见证了他们自己的经历。
And in Hebrews 11, it talks about these witnesses of faith, their own journeys with faith.
但是呢，实在也说到是所有基督徒这一生所走的路。
But it also talks about all Christians and their lifelong walk in faith.
我们当我们在听到福音的时候，
So when we hear the gospel,
那么神把那个信心赐给我们,
and the Lord has given us this faith,
我们相信呢，这个宇宙呢，是神造的,
we believe that this universe is created by God,
而且是借着神的话造的,
and not only that, it's created by His word.
只有我们的神呢，他是宇宙万物的创造者，他的主宰。
And so our Lord is Lord and creator of the heavens and earth, all of creation.
当我们相信他就是那位创造宇宙万物的主的时候，
So when we believe He is Lord of all creation,
那我们怎么来到他的面前呢？
How do we come before Him?
我们都是有罪的人，我们完了污秽，没有办法来到神的面前。
We are all sinners, and so because of our our filthiness, we cannot come before him.
这在人类的信心的经历上，第一个例子呢，以诺，亚伯。
So the first example of faith in Hebrews 11 is Abel.
亚伯呢的信呢，让我们呢看见呢，不能够靠自己，完全靠主耶稣基督，靠着他的宝血，我们来到神的面前。
Abel's testimony is that we cannot rely upon ourselves. We have to rely only upon the blood of Lord Jesus to come before the Lord.
亚伯的信告诉我们一件事情，我们没有一件事情可以依靠的来到神的面前的。
Abel's testimony is that we have nothing of ourselves that we can rely upon to come before the Lord.
唯有靠着主耶稣基督他的宝血。We
can only rely upon the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
洗净我们的罪，好叫我们能够回到父的家中。
That His blood can wash away our sins and we can enter into God's household.
当我们信了主之后呢？
And after we believe in the Lord.
是不是我们接受主了，我们的宝血洗净我们的罪了，我们就停在那儿不走了呢？
Do His blood has washed us clean and we've entered into His household, do we just stop there?
他呢，下一个人呢，我们看见的一个例子的经历呢，是以诺的经历。
The next experience listed here is the experience of Enoch.
那么以诺的经历呢，是说是每一个基督徒在信主之后都要走的路。
Enoch's experience is that every Christian, after they believe, they must begin to walk.
那么以诺的信心在显在哪里呢？
And where is Enoch's faith?
那么在这里，他在希伯来书这边只说他的以诺他的信心的一个结果。
Enoch's example in Hebrews, it only tells us about his end.
他有，因为他有信心呢，他就被主接去了。
Because he had faith, the Lord took him.
他不至于见死，人也找不到他，因为神把他接走了。He
did not see death, and he could not be found because the Lord took him.
在圣经里面只记得两个人没有见死，一个是以诺，一个是以利亚。And
so the Bible only records two people that did not meet death. That is, one is Enoch, the other one is Eli.
他们的经历呢，实在是每一个基督徒在心中的盼望，对不对？
And so their example is the hope of every Christian.
哎呀，我们呢都要经过死亡。
All of us have to pass through death.
哎，是我们多么的盼望，在我们有生之年就遇见主，主来了，把我们接去了，我们被提了。And
but many of us have this hope that before we come to our end, that the Lord will return and we'd all be taken by the Lord.
哎，如果能够不面对死亡的那个阴影，能够直接那个被主所接去，多么样的美的事！
If we didn't have to pass through death and we can see the Lord, how wonderful that would be.
那么以诺怎么会是怎么样的生活使得以诺走的那个被神接去了呢？
What kind of life did Enoch live that he was taken by the Lord?
那么在创世纪的时候呢，第五章他来告诉我们了。
In Genesis chapter 5 there it tells us.
那么以诺他在65岁的时候生了撒马土撒拉。And
Enoch, when he was 65 years old, became the father of Methuselah.
那么生了马土撒拉之后呢，与神同行300年。
And after he gave birth Methuselah, he walked with the Lord 300 years.
神就把他接去了。
And afterwards, the Lord just took him.
真是一个美丽的图画哈。
This is such a beautiful picture.
他在地上跟着神走着走着，跟神同行，走着走着走了300年，走着走着最后走到天上去了，神把他接去了。
Enoch walked, you know, together with the Lord 300 years, and then he walked into heaven, basically, the Lord took him.
那么,他的经历实在是每一个基督徒都应该有的经历。His
experience is something that every Christian should have.
我们在信主之后呢,在信主之后的第一天开始呢,我们就要与神同行。
The day after we first believe, we should already be walking with the Lord.
我们聚会，我们读经，我们祷告，我们服侍。
We gather together, we read the Bible, we pray, and we serve.
我们在地上的每一天生活都是应该与神同行的日子。
Every day we should be walking together with the Lord.
但在圣经里面呢？
But in the Bible.
那么他描述一些人呢，他们是与神同行的不多。
It shows that the people that walk together with the Lord are very few.
只有两个人，圣经上说他们是与神同行的。There
are only two people that the Bible records that they walk together with the Lord.
一个是以诺。One
is Enoch.
一个是挪亚。The
other one is Noah.
那不是说呢，其他的这些信心的见证人他们不与神同行了。It's
not to say that all these other believers did not walk with the Lord.
我想亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。 说到摩西、大卫，这都是与神同行的人。
I believe Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, Moses and David, these are all people that walk together with the Lord. In the New Testament, the disciples and Paul, they all live before the presence of the Lord.
但是很稀奇哈, 那么圣经呢, 用, 用与神同行, 只描述两个人他们一生呢, 只有两个人, 圣经说他们是一生与神同行。
But it's strange that the Bible only describes two people as having walked together with the Lord.
我想呢, 一方面也说到与神同行这件事情啊, 是需要一些学习的。
So I believe that walking together with the Lord, on one hand, we need to study and learn about it more.
虽然我们信主之后, 每天都在与神同行。
Of course, every day after we believe in the Lord, we should be walking together with Him.
但是呢, 许神同行呢, 这是需要神的恩典啊, 是神需要神他的慈爱的。
And so, to walk together with the Lord, we truly need the Lord's grace and His loving kindness.
所以呢, 我们可以联想呢, 我们看看以诺啊, 他是怎么样与神同行的。
So let's take a look at Enoch and how did he walk together with the Lord?
他怎么能够那个神说他是一个与神同行的人?
How is it that the Lord described Enoch as someone who walked together with the Lord?
在希伯来书第十一章的时候他说了,他说这个他被接去,他那个以诺被接去以前呢,那么这个已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Hebrews 11, it says, For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
那么他在被主接去之前呢,他所每天过的生活呢,就是个讨主喜悦的生活。
So we can see here that before he was taken by the Lord, the life he lived was pleasing to God.
那么他的这个怎么样的过一个讨神喜悦的生活呢?
How did he live a life pleasing to God?
他底下继续就说,他说呢, 人非有信呢，就不能够得神的喜悦。It
continues to say in verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him.
那么这句话呢，可以我们常常在平常的时候，我们很广泛的用啊。And
so today we use this phrase very broadly.
那这句话其实紧接着上面那句话是给那个以诺他的生活做个注脚的。But
this phrase is actually very closely related to the previous verse. They're talking about Enoch's testimony.
他是说到以诺啊,
this explains why the Lord was pleased with Enoch.
因为他有信心,
because he had faith.
他相信神他所示的,
he believed that God is.
一面来说呢, 那个以诺呢, 他被神接去呢, 是因为他与神同行。
On one hand, it is true that the Lord took Enoch because Enoch walked with the Lord.
另外一方面你会看见呢,以诺之所以能够与神同行呢,是因为他里头有信心。
On the other hand, it is also true that Enoch walked with the Lord because he had faith.
那么我们与神同行的第一个要素呢,就是必须要有信心。
So the first requirement of walking with the Lord is that we must have faith.
哎,我在想啊,今天我们要是说我们这个 去一个特别聚会,三天,五天,哎呀,那个,好像在天上一样的,与神同行,很容易,比较容易一点啊。
Today, when we go to a special meeting, 3 days or 5 days, and we feel, you know, truly uplifted, that, you know, we can walk with the Lord, no problem.
下了山,那个聚会完了以后呢?
And we come down from the mountain after the meeting's over.
三个月,三年,
3 months or 3 years later.
以诺是跟神同行了300年了。Enoch
walked with the Lord for 300 years.
我们跟神同行的时候,不是每天都是鸟语花香,花香长漫,天色长蓝。It
is not every day when we walk with the Lord that, you know, the flowers are blooming and the skies are blue.
那么我们确实有的时候我们跟神同行的时候, 那么神把我们带到青草地上, 带我们到可安歇的水边。
Sometimes when we walk with the Lord, He makes us walk by the green pastures and by the still waters.
但很多时候呢, 就是因为我们是与神同行啊, 所以我们遭遇很多的难处。
But sometimes it is because we're walking with the Lord that we meet with many difficulties.
我们会经过死荫的幽谷的。
We'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们会经过那个暴风雨的。
will meet with storms and rain.
有一天呢, 那么主耶稣呢, 他跟他的门徒们呢, 要过到海的那一边去, 那加利利海的对边去。
One day when the Lord was with his disciples, they were crossing the Sea of Galilee.
主呢,
and the Lord went with his disciples.
在这个船行的时候,
while the ship was sailing, there was a sudden storm.
那个暴风,那个浪打到那个船里头去了,他们吓得不得了。
And the waves were so large, they entered into the boat, and the disciples were terrified.
这些门徒里面有不少是渔夫啊,他们见过大风大浪惯的人啊。
And many of the disciples were fishermen, so they had met with storms before.
哎,这个浪真是大了个地步,他们吓得是,到时候主啊,救我,我们丧命了。
And the waves and the storm were so terrible that these disciples went to the Lord and said, Lord, save us, we're perishing.
主这时候在干嘛呢?
And what was the Lord doing at this time?
他在船尾上枕头睡觉。
He was in the boat and he was sleeping.
门徒是主啊,救我们啊,我快要丧命了。
And so the disciples are saying, Lord, save us, we're going to die.
其实我在想,这门徒们事后想想,他们这个祷告啊,实在没什么道理。
Thinking back, these disciples, this prayer didn't seem to have a lot of purpose.
他们求主就是说他们相信主会救他们，对不对？
They prayed to the Lord because they believed that the Lord would save them, right?
那么主在哪里呢？
Where was the Lord?
主在岸上，主在山上，
was
主在船上啊。
Was the Lord on the shore, on top of a mountain? No, he was on the boat with them.
如果主可以救他们，
if the Lord could save them,
主又在船上，
and the Lord is on the boat,
他们有什么好害怕的呢？
What do they have to be afraid of?
哎呀,多少时候我们的经历不是也是这样子吗?
Isn't it oftentimes our own experience likewise?
我们有没有主啊?
Do we have the Lord with us?
我们相信主住在我们里头啊。
Do we believe that the Lord dwells within us?
对不对?
We all believe this,
right? 我们天天祷告,就祷告我们里面的主,跟我们的主亲近。
Every day we pray and we draw closer to the Lord within us.
但是难出来的时候呢?
But when difficulties come,
哎呀,我主啊,救我。
Oh Lord, save us.
就是我就在你里头啊。
The Lord says, I am in you.
我与你同在。
I am with you.
与主同行的时候, 不是永远都是天气晴朗的。
When we walk with the Lord, not every day will be a cloudless sky.
很多时候就是因为我们与主同行啊, 所以暴风啊, 狂浪临到我们。
It is often because the Lord is walking with us that we'll meet these storms.
门徒们他们为什么在海上遇到那个风浪呢?
Why did the disciples meet with the storm on the sea?
这个风浪啊,真的三个福音书的描述,它都是突然临到的。
This storm is described in three of the Gospels as being
very sudden.
他们在刚刚开船的时候呢,是风平浪静的。 As if when they first set sail, the winds were calm.
走到一半的时候,突然暴风来了。
And then, as soon as they got into the middle of the sea, then a sudden storm came upon them.
如果我们继续读那个故事下去的话,
but as we read the story later,
那发觉呢，原来呢，在湖的海的对岸呢，那边有一个人呢是被鬼所附的。We
find out that on the opposite shore there's someone who is possessed by demons.
那么这个鬼，这个人身上的鬼多到个地步，他的名字叫做群呢，最少1000个鬼他身上了。So
this person was possessed by so many that his name was legion. So there's at least 1000.
那主耶稣呢，曾经吩咐的这个鬼啊，从他身上出来。
And so the Lord commanded these demons to come out of this man.
那么不知道为什么，这个人那个后来没有好好信靠神，鬼又回去了。We
don't know why, but it could be that this man didn't carefully believe in the Lord, that the demons entered back into him.
所以当他们要过船到达对岸去的时候，
so while the disciples are in the boat crossing to the other shore,
就大风浪突然就临到了。
This great storm suddenly came upon them.
主呢,他起来呢,斥责风和海啊。
And so the Lord rebuked the seas and the sky.
风和海就大大的平静了。And
so the seas and the sky calmed.
我在想啊,主在那里不是在斥责那个物质上的风和海。
I believe that the Lord wasn't rebuking the material sea and the sky.
他在斥责在那里制造暴风浪的那些鬼啊。
I believe that he was rebuking the demons that may have caused the storm.
在我们信主的路上的时候,
when we, in our path with the Lord,
我们越亲近主, 你会发觉呢, 有的时候那个难处来到了，还真是不小。
When we may meet with the difficulty, it is truly not small.
我们需要信，需要主赐给我们信心呢，在主面前跟着主走，紧紧的跟随主。
We truly need faith to walk closely with the Lord.
不管是在风平浪静的时候，
No matter whether it's in the midst of a storm,
calm weather, or the storm,
or when the storm.
我要能够还能跟主同行的话，
if we can walk together with the Lord,
实在是常常需要神啊，你加给我信心。
We truly need the Lord to add faith to us.
好叫我能够跟随你走，
that I can walk.
好叫我能够与你同行，
that I can walk together with you.
这是第一个方面需要的。
This is the first need.
那么第二个方面我们需要的呢，与主同行啊。
The second thing we need to learn about walking together with the Lord.
需要里头有启示。
We need this revelation within us.
以诺他怎么会开始与神同行的呢？
How did Enoch begin to walk together with the Lord?
以诺他不是一开始，他年轻的时候就开始与主神同行的。Enoch
didn't first start walking with the Lord since he was very young.
上次他说他活到65岁的时候，他生了马土撒拉，他生了马土撒拉之后与神同行300年。
The Bible records that at 65 he bore a son named Methuselah, and after Methuselah was born, he walked together with the Lord for 300 years.
马土撒拉这个名字的意思呢，就是当他死的时候呢，会有大事情啊，会有洪水会临到。
So Methuselah's name means when this person dies, the great flood will come.
那么确实呢，当马土撒拉他活到969岁的时候，
So truly when Methuselah lived in 969 years.
他死的那一年呢，也就是挪亚600岁的时候，洪水临到的。
That year when Methuselah died, Noah was 600, and the flood came upon the earth.
以诺里头啊，蒙了这样的启示。Enoch
within himself received this revelation.
他知道呢，当有一天呢，神的审判要临到。He
knew that one day God's judgment would come.
就是在他儿子死的那一年，大水就洪水要临到。So.
He knew that the year that his son died, then the flood would come.
他里头起了个敬畏的心啊。
And so he had this reverent heart within himself.
开始与神同行。
And he started to walk together with the Lord.
我想他一定不知道那个他的儿子会活几年。
Of course, he didn't know how long his son had to live.
说不定100年，那时候活得很长了，200年。 他绝对不会想到他的儿子活的是所有人类史上活得最长的一个人。
So he at those times people lived for a long time, so he didn't know if it was 100 years, 200 years. Little did he know that his son would be the oldest living recorded person.
是实在受到神的怜悯啊，将神启示要降洪水的，那之后将近1000年，神的刑罚才临到。
It truly shows us the greatness of the Lord's mercy that since the revelation of His judgment and the flood, it was nearly 1,000 years before it came to pass.
但是我想，以诺不晓得。
But we know that Enoch didn't know.
所以他一旦有这样启示的时候，就开始今天就开始起了，他不等了，他不要等到200、300，他儿子大了，他开始说今天就开始走。
And so Enoch saw this revelation and he decided to immediately walk with the Lord. He didn't want to wait, you know, 100 years or 200 years later. He didn't wait for his son to grow old.
虽然圣经上讲的并不是很多,
of course, the Bible doesn't tell us very much.
但是呢, 以诺他这里面,他这个人呢, 他得到的启示非常大。
But we know that...
他不是以诺, 对,以诺, 对不起。
Enoch's revelation was very big.
因为在犹大书里面他这么说,
because in Jude it says...
他说呢，亚当的第14节，而亚当的妻室孙呢，以诺曾经预言这些人说呢，看啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所忘记一切不敬虔的事。It
was also about these men that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds which they have done in an ungodly way.
以诺所看到的还不仅仅在当时的神的审判。
The Lord didn't, Enoch didn't see just that judgment, that particular judgment.
对，当时的审判已经让人起敬畏的心啊，这样人的恐惧要开始跟必须要与神同行。
the current judgment in that time was enough to cause people to believe in the Lord and repent and change their ways.
以诺所得的启示更是说到将来有一天呢，神要带他的千万圣者降临的时候，在末日的审判的时候，神要做的事情。
Enoch's revelation, he saw the future judgment to come when the Lord would come with his thousands of his holy ones to judge all of the people.
我们今天呢，我们在我们周围啊，今这个时代，神也审判人。
Around us today, even today, we can see the Lord's judgment occurring.
但是神所降的这些灾难之中呢，让我们认识有一天，当个大日审判来的时候，那是何等的可怕。
But these judgments around us are just to point us towards that day when He will come again, and the judgment in that day will be even more terrible.
以诺因为有这样子的启示，
because Enoch had this revelation,
他可以跟神一走，就走了300年。
He can walk together with the Lord, and in that walk 300 years.
我们今天呢，要走与神同行的生活。
Today, when we want to walk together with the Lord,
也需要神把他所要做的事情启示在我们里面。
We need to have the Lord reveal what He will do within us.
看见呢，这个时代的很快就要过去了。 To
see that this age will pass very quickly.
主来的日子实在是近了。 And
the day of the Lord's return is truly near.
如果我们里面真是有这样子看见的话。
If we truly had this revelation, then the lives we live today would be very different.
我们可以跟神同行三年、十年、三十年。
We can walk together with the Lord 3 years, 10 years, 30 years.
当我们跟神同行的时候呢，我们发觉会有一个难处。
When we walk together with the Lord, we will see that we meet with a certain difficulty.
就是呢，有的时候呢，我们呢走得太慢。
We will sometimes walk too slowly.
走在前面呢，我们后面的老是跟不上。
The Lord is walking ahead of us, and we're behind Him, and we just can't catch up to Him.
我天气好的时候呢，会跟江平在后面去走一走。
When the weather is good, I will walk together with my wife, and we will walk outside.
发觉呢，我们两个脚步啊，真是跟不上，他跟不上我，我也跟不上他，他太慢，或者我走得太快。
So we find that our footsteps are very different, and then I would walk ahead and my wife would fall behind.
那有的时候是跟神走的时候，确实我们呢不是走太慢了，走太快了，走到走前头去了。And
sometimes when we walk together with the Lord, we find that it's not that we were walking too slowly, we're walking too quickly. We walk ahead of the Lord.
那么在撒母耳记下的时候呢，他记载一件事情啊，说这个腓力斯人来攻打大卫的时候。
And there was this one instance recorded in 2 Samuel when the Philistines came to attack David.
有时候神呢要他的前头那个面对迎敌去攻打那非利士。
Sometimes the Lord would ask David to face his enemies head on, face them directly.
有时候他说不要，你要绕到非利士的后面去。
And sometimes he would say, no, you should circle around behind the Philistines.
这时候你要仔细听。
At that time, you should listen carefully.
如果呢，听到在桑树的顶端上有脚步的声音的时候，
when you hear the marching on top of the balsam trees,
你就知道呢，神已经在你们的前头去攻打非利士人了。
Then you would know that the Lord has gone out before you to strike the army.
所以呢，赶快起来跟上去。
And then you should quickly rise up and follow him.
那多少时候呢，这个神已经在那里做工了。
How many times that the Lord is already there doing His work?
神已在人的里头啊，那个做复苏的工作了。And
He is already in man doing His recovery work.
他已经在桑树上面呢，去攻打非利士人了。He's
already above the balsam trees, attacking the Philistines.
但是呢，我们没有那个耳朵听啊，听不到。If
we don't have the ear to hear,
哎呀，跟不上，哎，是那个怎么到神还没有做事情啊？这我要不然是我们来闲懒，要不然是我们迟钝，我们跟不上。
Then we won't be able to understand his timing. We may feel that the Lord is delaying or that he is too fast and we can't keep up.
所以那个保罗他在那个哥林多前书第15章的时候，
So Paul in 1 Corinthians,
他勉励那个弟兄姊妹们，
he encourages his readers.
所以我亲爱的弟兄啊，
says, therefore my beloved brethren,
你们务要坚固，不可摇动。
Be steadfast, immovable.
常常竭力啊，做主的工。
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
因为知道你们劳苦在主里面不是徒然。
Knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
所以我们要做主的工是要竭力的啊，
We have to always abound in the work of the Lord because it seems that the Lord is always working ahead of us.
但是呢, 有的时候呢, 又发觉呢, 我讲说, 神怎么不做工呢?
Sometimes we may feel that, why isn't the Lord doing any work?
那么神怎么早上停下来不走了呢?
Why does it seem like the Lord's footsteps have stopped and he's not walking anymore?
那么在以色列人他们在旷野行走的时候,
when the Israelites are walking in the wilderness,
白天有云柱, 晚上有火柱要跟着他们,
In the day there was a pillar of cloud, and at night there was a pillar of fire that was
leading them. 什么时候云柱停下来,他们就住营不走。
When the cloud raised up, they would get up and walk. When the cloud stopped, they would just camp there.
那么有的时候那个云柱在那个会幕上面一停了两天,停了一个月,有时停了一年,他们都不走。
And sometimes the cloud would stop on the tabernacle and would wait there for a day, a month, or a year, and they just wouldn't move.
你知道在旷野行走哦, 不是一件愉快的事情。
Walking in the wilderness isn't a joyful, relaxing thing.
白天呢, 热得不得了。
In the day, it's incredibly hot.
晚上又冷得不得了。
And at night, it's incredibly cold.
哎呀, 那个, 他们都巴不得赶快进迦南地,迦南美地,应许之地多好。
And they all hoped, the sooner we get to Canaan, the better.
但是神带他们去的时候呢, 他不是一直在走的, 他有时候停下来的。
And so in their journey, the Lord didn't always keep moving forward with them. Sometimes he would stop.
久了久了, 百姓呢,他们就发怨言了。
And if they stopped for too long, then the people would begin to complain.
什么好地方, 他也不能种地, 他也不能牧羊, 甚至有时候还没有水喝。
You can't plant crops here, you can't, take care of your flocks here, and sometimes there's not even water.
他们试神, 他们试探神,
and so they, tempted the Lord there.
那么在希伯来书第四章呢, 他那里说,
and so in Hebrews 4,
他说呢, 我们务必要竭力进入那安息,
for one who has entered his rest.
这句话呢, 真是不能够明白, huh?
This is something that is hard for us to understand.
进入安息还不简单吗? 不做事就是了, 对不对?
Isn't it easy to rest? You just stop working.
他说要竭力的进入,
this is let us be diligent to enter that rest. Diligently enter the rest.
有的时候说实在的, 有的时候要我们不做事, 还真不容易。
And sometimes when the Lord tells us not to do any work, it's very difficult.
他说什么叫做进入安息呢?
What does it mean to enter
into that rest? 前面一句话他就说呢,
for the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works.
我们要先把自己的工歇下来,
we have to rest from our own work.
我们才能够进得了安息。
Then we can enter into his rest.
多少时候我们就是停不下来, 啊, 那么忙得不得了, 所以呢,
how often do we feel that we're incredibly busy and we all have these things to do that we cannot enter into God's rest?
这两个经文呢,似乎看起来,哥林多前书跟那个希伯来书常常摆在一起,这都是个强烈的一个对比。
And sometimes when we take these verses from 1 Corinthians and Hebrews 4, when we put them next to each other, they seem to be opposing.
但是呢,却是在我们身上常常发生的事。
This is something that often happens in our lives.
有时候我们走得太慢了。
Sometimes we walk too slowly.
有时候我们走得太快。
Sometimes we walk too quickly.
你就发觉呢, 要跟神同行的时候呢, 有一个非常重要的一个因素。
And so we find that walk together with the Lord, there's a very important
我们必须要神他自己的性情。
Thing to know that we need to understand God's
我们之所以不能够跟神同行呢, 是因为我们摸不着神他的性情, 够不上他的性情。
The reason we can't walk together with the Lord is we can't understand His new nature.
在弥迦书第六章里他这么说啊,
in Micah 6 it says,
他说世人啊, 耶和华已经指示你何为善。
It says, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you?
他向你所要的是什么?
What does the Lord require of you?
他要我们什么呢?
What does he want from us?
他叫你行公义,
to do justice,
好怜悯,
to love kindness,
存谦卑的心,
to walk humbly.
然后呢, 与神同行,
to walk humbly with the Lord.
你发觉呢, 要与神同行的话呢, 你必须至少三个条件。
And so in order to walk together with the Lord, we see there are three requirements.
那这三个条件呢, 甚至说到神所他自己所示的。
And these three things are what the Lord is Himself.
第一个我们要行公义,
one is to do justice.
公义是神他的，是神的性情。
Justice is part of God's nature.
多少时候呢，我们呢跟神同行的时候，发觉是说，这个神啊，你怎么惩罚人？怎么这样？怎么手怎么这么严厉啊？
Sometimes when we say to the Lord, you know, when you judge the people, why are you so strict?
不能够怜悯一点吗？多一点爱吗？再让他，再给他一点机会吧。
Can't you just be a little bit more merciful? Give them a little bit more love? Let them have another chance? It seems that when we pray that we are have more love than the Lord.
那是因为呢,我们呢,
it's because we don't understand God is justice.
诗篇89篇呢,他说公义和公平呢,
Psalm 89 says, righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's throne.
当神要毁灭所多玛恶魔拉的时候,
when the Lord wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
亚伯拉罕他不能明白啊,
Abraham couldn't understand it.
这么两个大臣里头, 要是有50个异人怎么办? 他想说起码还有50个异人啊, 那么你还要审判他要毁灭这个城吗?
These two cities were so filled with so many people, and if there were 50 righteous people, you know, would you destroy both cities?
他在那神面前祷告跟神讨价还价,
He was praying to the Lord, you know, bartering together with the Lord.
因为在那个时候呢，他没有办法摸着神他的公义的性情。
There, Abraham couldn't understand God's righteous nature.
如果什么索多玛、恶魔拉那样罪恶滔天，神都不审判的话，
If Sodom and Gomorrah they were filled with such evil and God did not judge them,
神那个宝座的根基啊，动都要动摇，他这世界他没办法治理。
Then His righteous throne would be shaken, and He would not be able to rule over this world.
那有的时候呢，我们呢，这个又觉得神呢太慈爱了。
And sometimes we feel that the Lord is too loving, too merciful.
我们跟神走着走着说，哎，主啊，你看这个人做这么多的恶事，你都不管教。
And we'll say, Lord, you see this person, he's done so many evil things. Why haven't you disciplined him?
神啊，你要是管教领导的话，他说不定会悔改的。
If you just discipline this person, then of course he would repent.
我们呢，在祷告的时候，好像我们比神还公义似的。
And when we pray, we seem to think that we are even more righteous than God.
我们在跟主同行的时候呢，很多的怨言，因为我们看不懂神所做的事情。
When we walk together with the Lord, we may have many complaints because we don't understand why the Lord is doing
what he's doing. 所以他说要我们跟神同行之前啊，除了行公义之外呢，还好怜悯。
So when we walk together with the Lord, not only do we have to do justice, we have to love kindness.
当我们学习能够来怜悯人，来体恤人的时候，
when we learn how to be merciful to people,
你才会认识为什么神长久忍耐，长久在那等候，他盼望罪人悔改。
We'll see why the Lord is often long-suffering and patient with people.
诗篇89篇，他在前面他说公义和公平是宝座的根基啊。
Psalm 89 says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne.
底下接着他就说呢,
immediately afterwards, it says, loving kindness and truth go before you.
当我们常常觉得神公义的显出来的时候，哇，他一定是个严厉的审判啊。
When we see the Lord's righteousness first, we may say, he's so strict in his judgment.
当你发觉呢，神慈爱在什么时候显明呢？
But then we'll see, when is the Lord's...
当神的公义显出来的时候。
When is the Lord's loving kindness demonstrated? When His righteousness? That His loving kindness comes before Him, together with His righteousness.
我们呢，需要有这神样的性情摆在我们里头，我们才能够跟神同行。
We need God's nature placed within us so we can walk together with Him.
与神同行还需要有一个谦卑的心。
And to walk together with the Lord, we also need a humble heart.
实在认识自己没有神那么公义。
And to recognize that we aren't as righteous as God. And to see that truly the love within us is so small. We truly need God's mercy. In Matthew, the Lord says something.
He says,
I am gentle and humble in heart. So you have to take up my yoke and learn from me. And you will find rest for your souls. So when we need to walk together with the Lord, we have to take up the yoke together with Him.
在那个时候呢，他们有时要训练一个年轻的刚刚起来一个年轻的牛的话呢，他跟一个母牛啊，负同一个轭哈，两个这个轭摆在两个牛身上。
So in those times when they were training up a young oxen, they would yoke it together with an older one.
那么有的时候呢，这个年轻的就急了，要走得快啊。
And the younger oxen in their hurry might want to walk faster.
那老牛呢，不为他所动，还是走他自己的步数，一步一步走，还只好乖乖的就停下来了，慢下来。
The older oxen won't be moved by the younger one and just walks along at its own step by step pace, and the younger one would have to follow.
有的时候他要懒了，那个年轻的有时候会懒了，那么这个老牛还是往前走，还得跟着走，再懒他也得跟上去。
And sometimes the younger oxen may be, feel a little lazy and just not want to move, but the older oxen still continues to walk, and the younger one has no choice but to walk together. And so when we're walking together with the Lord, we are yoked to the Lord. How can we be yoked to the Lord and continue walking forward? The Lord says, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you have to learn from me.
只有当我们自己谦卑下来,
only when we humble ourselves,
看见了自己呢，实在是这个需要很多方面的需要学习,
and we see that we need to learn in many different ways.
很多时候呢，需要主来提醒我们，管教我们往前走。
We need the Lord to remind us and encourage us to walk forward.
我们才有可能的安安静静的跟着主一步一步的往前去啊。
Only then can we calmly walk step by step together with the Lord.
当我们在那个想要与神同行的时候，
when we want to walk together with the Lord,
那么确实这许多的条件啊，那么我们需要认识，需要有信心，我们需要有启示，我们需要有神的性情。
There's many conditions. We need faith, we need the revelation from the Lord, and we need to understand the Lord's nature.
那么我们怎么过日子呢?
Then how do we live our lives then?
以诺他是怎么过日子呢?
How did Enoch live his life?
以诺他与神同行300年以后呢?
After Enoch walked together with the Lord 300 years.
他说呢,以诺与神同行300年,而且呢,生儿养女。
It says he walked together with the Lord 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
我们读的时候，好好说，你跟神同行300年，这时候你应该怎么办呢？应该到山上该做那个什么修道士啊，在修道院啊，在那里过日子啊，你这样才有可能跟神同行300年呢，对不对？
When we think about it, how did Enoch walk together with the Lord for 300 years? Did he, go up on a mountain, build a monastery, live like a monk?
要不然呢，我们到乡下，到没有人的地方啊，开块地啊，那个什么，没有人打搅我们了，我们就专心的跟随主，对。
We may think, we should, find a plot of land far away from everyone where no one can bother us, and we can, carefully study God's word together by ourselves.
生儿养女多麻烦啊!
Having other sons and daughters, it's how troublesome is this?
这几年又开始回去学习跟孙换尿布了。还有真的带着孩子，有时真的是很 stressful.
So, these recent years, I had to relearn how to, change the diapers on my grandchildren. And so, I just remember that raising children is very stressful.
我没办法想象一个天天在那个油盐柴米在孩子在那打个杂种的怎么样跟神同行。
I can't imagine, in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, taking care of children, that we could still have time to follow the Lord.
但是呢，他说呢， 以诺与神同行300年，而且他生儿养女。
It says that Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters.
我想生儿养女的说到呢，我们仍然活在神所为我们安排的环境里头。
I think that having other sons and daughters here refers to us living in the position that the Lord has already placed us in. If we are still in school, we need to study well. And if He wants to work, then we have to be faithful and dedicated in our work. If the Lord prepares a partner for us, we can get married and carefully raise a household.
And if the
Lord wants us to remain single, then we give thanks to the Lord that you know we don't have to take care of a household and we can carefully walk with the Lord.
以诺的这三百年当中，他就是过在神怎么样安排他的生活，他是怎么样过日子。
So for 300 years, Enoch lived in the life that the Lord prepared for him. And in his everyday life, he demonstrated that he was someone who walked together with the Lord. In our families, we can show that we are walking together with the Lord. In our workplace, we can show that we are someone who walks together with the Lord. I thank the Lord that I have a manager who's also a very good brother. And so when our machines have this great big problems, he may sometimes ask me, have you prayed yet? I say, yeah, I pray many days. So in everyday life, we learn how to walk together with the Lord.
我们所刚刚用的那两节圣经，哥林多前书跟希伯来书里头啊，这两个非常宝贝的经文啊。And
so these two verses that we shared before in the First Corinthians and Hebrews are very precious.
一面我们说要竭力进入，在做主的工。One
it says to diligently work, do the Lord's work.
一面呢，我们要竭力进入他的安息。
On the other hand, also says to diligently enter into His rest. And so we need these two verses to constantly remind us. But if we were to carefully look at the background of these two books, we see that the audience of these two books
is 圣经唯有两处地方说到他们都是婴孩在里头需要喂奶。
They are the places in the Bible where it says they are like children and needing to drink milk and not able to eat solid food.
似乎是说这两句话呢，在我当我们在还在软弱的时候，还在婴孩的时候，需要多加提醒。So
it's to say that these verses are for when we are still weak in the Lord and need reminders. We admit that oftentimes we find ourselves as children before the Lord. We need someone else or God's Word to remind us and teach us. But is there a book that tells us in a normal Christian life how we should walk?
我在思想的时候，发觉呢，以弗所书呢是一个非常好的一卷书。And
so as I was studying, I found that Ephesians is such a book.
以弗所书呢，它没有太多的针对性，它里头不太说到，我们不知道它知道以弗所教会的光景。The
book of Ephesians doesn't tell us very much about the condition of the church at the time.
它也没有是这特别针对哪一个真理，像罗马书讲的福音啊。And
it's not specifically about a particular teaching like the gospel in Romans. For the most part, it's talking about a Christian and how they should live their life. So, Brother Washburn, when he read this book, it gave him a great light. And so he took three words and he summarized the entire book. First is sit. When we believe in the Lord, we are resurrected with Him and we sit together with Him in heaven. Next is walk. We are we walk worthy of the upward calling.
那么然后呢，我们要站的要站立得稳，因为在征战的时候，我们站立得稳，坐起一站。
Lastly, we have to stand in a conflict. We have to stand firm. So sit, walk, stand.
啊，这是这个非常贴切的描述我们这跟主与主同行的时候我们所有的经历。
And so these words very quickly summarize our experience in how we should walk together with the Lord.
我们要跟主同行的时候,
we need to walk together with the Lord.
首先要认识一件事情。
The first thing we need to recognize is that when we are walking together with the Lord, that the Lord has already accomplished this work within us. That before creation, He already chose us in the Lord Jesus. That before creation, He had already chosen us to be perfected and blameless.
他要我们借着耶稣基督的血得蒙救赎，要得儿子的名分。
And that by the Lord Jesus' blood, we would be adopted as a sons.
这是在创世以前，就在你我身上都已经预定的旨意了。
This is God's will since before creation upon each and every one of us.
那么在时间里面呢？
But in time,
第二章他告诉我们，一面呢，我们从前是死在过犯罪恶当中的。
Before we were trapped in our sins and transgressions.
但是呢，我们今天信主以后呢，神叫我们活过来了，与他一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But after we believe, the Lord causes us to be resurrected, to come alive again, and sit together with Him in heaven.
从前呢，我们是在那个以色列族以外，在诸约以外的。
Before we were separate even from the the Israelites, apart from the covenant.
但是呢，神呢拆毁了基督呢死，拆毁了隔断的墙，那我们能够被称为神家里的人。
But with the Lord's death and resurrection, He has torn down that separating wall, and we can now be part of God's household.
不但他在创世以前他就预定这么做了。
Not only did He determine that He would do this before creation.
他在时间里面就亲自的带领我们，让我们经历与他同坐，一同在进驻在神的家里头。
In the frame of time, He is leading us and guiding us to enter into His household. If we have this revelation, this
thing,
we'll see that walking along this path is much easier.
哎呀,那个不是我在那里挣扎努力,我要变成一个完全的。因为神在创世以前就已经预定我要成为完全的。
It is not that in our path, I have to struggle and a work to become a perfected person. It's because the Lord has already determined that I will be perfected.
不是因为我今天那个有做得多好，所以呢，我被称为神家的人，是神他自己做的。
It's not that I did something so good that I have now become one of God's household. The Lord has already done the work.
如果我们有这样的认识的话,
if we have this recognition,
我们在走这条路的时候非常的轻松。
Then walking on this path would be much easier.
我的最近呢，有特别一点的那个上班的时候的一点的感受啊。
So I had recently while I'm working, I had this experience.
我呢很喜欢接着上班，我就走路哈，那么运动。
At work, I'd like to walk, you know, like to exercise at work.
那么有时候从家里走到火车站，或者从那边火车站走到公司。
Sometimes I'll walk from my house to the train station, or from the train station to the office.
那如果我买的是 月票或者是周票 weekly pass 的话,
if I buy a monthly pass or a weekly pass,
那么我可以搭公车或者是搭那个 light rail, 那么到公司去.
Then I can take the bus or light rail to my office.
如果不买的话呢，我就要不然人送我，要得自己走。
I would either need someone to pick me up or I'd have to walk by myself.
我发觉呢，我以前买月票或者是周票的时候呢，我很喜欢走路。
I look back and I see that even if I bought this weekly pass or monthly pass, I really liked walking.
那么这两个礼拜呢，因为常常在家里上班呢，我就是买 daily pass.
So because I was working from home a lot recently, I often buy just the daily pass.
你买一日每一天就买的话，你就非走路不可。
If you buy a daily pass, then you have to walk.
后来我发觉呢，我有日票的时候。 我这个走路路好难啊！我说我平常这个很喜欢走的，记得那时候，哎呀，怎么又要走路了？ 我就想,要走路,我说奇怪了,你以前有月票的,有车搭,你不搭要走路,现在没有月票的,要你去走,你又走不动。
And I found that when I had the daily pass, and I have to walk, I felt like, oh, why did I, you know, why do I have to walk? I feel like, you know, and then I thought when I had the weekly pass or the monthly pass, when I had the bus, and I found that I really enjoyed the walk. But when I had the daily pass and I had to walk, it was extremely tiring.
好像有一点点关系哈。那么当我里头有的时候，我可以搭，我可以不搭的时候，我就可以走路，走得非常的非常轻快。我一到没有的时候呢，都是好累好累。
And so I think this is related. When I had the pass and the ability to take the bus or the light rail, I could walk and I enjoyed the walk very, very regularly. But when I had the daily pass and I had to walk, then I felt extremely tired.
绝对不会是因为我们认识了神在耶稣基督里面就成就一切的事情之后，我们就躺下来不做事。
It's not that when we recognize that the Lord has accomplished all the work already that we just lie down and not do any work.
那反而呢，是因为我们知道里头。 已经有神儿子的名分了，已经是那个在承受了产业的人了。我们在地上行走的是特别的有劲，特别的那个什么那个有能力。It
is because we recognize that we are already saved by the Lord and we already adopted as sons, and that we will be together with Him. That when we walk, then we would have walk with great power and ability.
那为什么我们有这么多的那个神的产业，我们今天走路还走得这么辛苦呢？
Why is it that if we have this inheritance from the Lord that walking is so difficult for us today?
不是我们今天的救恩有问题，不是我们那个在神的恩典有问题。
It's not our salvation or God's grace that is a problem.
因为我们没有看见。
It's because we can't see.
所以保罗呢，他那里他有个祷告。
So Paul here has a prayer.
他说呢，求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
He says, I pray that the spirit of wisdom and understanding be given to you.
是你们真知道他,
and you would truly know him.
看到他在那个看见我们所蒙召的恩召有何等大的指望，他的圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，在我们这些信徒身上受的能力何等的浩大。
We see how great the calling is and how much the Lord has given to us.
需要圣灵，我们在已经在我们里面的圣灵。
We truly need the Holy Spirit to continue His work within us.
那么他已经这个圣灵在前面上已经在我们里面的是个做值了，已经做个保证。The
Holy Spirit has already
guaranteed
and testified for us.
那么但是呢，还需要这圣灵在做一个启示的工作，让我们看见神在耶稣基督里面所做成的。But
we still need the Holy Spirit to reveal his work within us.
那么当圣灵开启我们的时候,
when the Holy Spirit opens us up,
看到我们看见在基督里面我们所得的是这么样的丰富的时候,
we see all manner of blessing that we've received,
我们能够开始走这条路,
and we can walk, begin to walk this path.
像弟兄所说的，做得好的人呢, 做得稳的人呢, 才知道怎么走路,
only someone who is seated firmly will know how to begin to walk.
走在这条路上的时候呢，就天天经历神已经在耶稣基督里面所做成的。
And as they walk, they would daily experience what the Lord Jesus has already accomplished.
所以以弗所书后半段。
So the second half of Ephesians.
那么就说到我们在地上怎么样来走路，怎么这走路呢？不是自己单单走啊，我们的这走路，因为自己走，实在是跟着主同行的。
And so when we walk, we're not walking by ourselves. We're walking together with the Lord.
至少是说了四个方面，我们在地上怎么走。And
it tells us four different ways of how we can walk.
在教会当中怎么走。
How to walk in the church.
那么我跟弟兄姊妹们怎么样的配搭服饰，还有个目的，就是要建立基督的身体，有这一个目的，让我们都能够长大成人。So
walking together with the brothers and sisters serving him, there is a purpose, and that purpose is to build up the church.
那么不但我们与神同行，在神的家中跟弟兄姊妹同服侍。
When we walk together with the Lord, not only are we in His household and serving together with the brothers and sisters, we have to be careful in how we walk individually, so we should walk like a man.
We have to
learn to put aside the old self.
那些谎话呀，那些污秽的话呀，那个什么不造就人的话呢，都不说。
that there be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting.
We have
to put on the new man.
We
should, in all edification, you know, encourage one another and sing praises to the Lord.
那么他还说到我们跟人之间的关系要怎么样生活。
And also talks about between people, how we should walk.
夫妻之间怎么样的生活。
Between husband and wives, how they should
live. 父母跟儿女之间怎么样的生活。
Between parents and their children.
主人跟仆人怎么样的生活。
Between masters and their servants.
那么在跟主同行的这个路上呢, 我们需要经历很多我们周围的人。
In our walk together with the Lord, we will meet many different kinds of people.
我们呢,就是在主所为我们预备的生儿养女这个生活环境当中来见证主。
And so just in the place the Lord has prepared for us, you know, having sons and daughters, we should demonstrate that we are walking together with the Lord.
借着跟人之间的来往,我们显出神他自己的恩典。
In our interactions with other people, we have to demonstrate the Lord.
不但这样,我们还得遇见,还得面对跟仇敌征战。
And not only that, we have to meet and face the enemy in battle.
要穿上全副的军装啊,能够打那美好的仗。
We have to put on the full armor of God so we can fight the good battle.
你可以想象我们跟主同行的时候,
and you may think that when we walk together with the Lord,
有的时候要像那个什么,这启示录19章那样子的, 穿着细麻衣啊,又白又洁的,跟着他,用了主,他的骑白马, 我们跟着骑白马,跟他打仗吧。
When we, in Revelation, when we put on the white linen robes, right? And then we follow the Lord, and if the Lord is riding on the white horse, then we are, you know, riding the horses with him, and we are, you know, riding to battle.
有时候我们呢,在平常生活,一个很简单的服装饰,很轻松的跟随主。
And sometimes in our normal day lives, when we're dressed very casually, we're just walking together with the Lord in our daily lives.
有时候我们跟随主的时候,穿着全副的军装,厚重的军装跟随主。
And sometimes when we're walking together with the Lord, we have to put on the full armor of God, that thick, you know, armor.
非常沉重,好像是全副军装在身上啊,那么还是要跟随主去。
It seems very heavy that we, you know, we're in the full armor of God and we still have to follow the Lord.
因为呢,我们要面对征战。
Because we have to face the battle.
发觉原来这个以弗所书实在是需要我们好好来读。
So clearly we have to read the book of Ephesians very carefully.
它真是多方面的描述我们在这条与主同行的路上。
It explains a lot about what we will meet in our journey together with the Lord.
我们在里面的,在外面的,所需要学习的事。
The things that we learn inside and outside.
是在跟随主呢,我们需要信心。
When we walk with the Lord, we first need faith.
发觉呢,很多时候呢,我们信心是在跟随主的时候一点一点长出来,走着走着时候的信心出来,走着走着信心出来。
We may find that as we walk together with the Lord, the faith will begin to come out and to grow even more.
我们跟随主同行呢,我们需要启示。
And as we walk together with the Lord, we need revelation.
但是很多对主的认识啊,也是一步一步,渐渐认识的。
But many, as with many things of the Lord, as we walk closer and closer with Him, we see more and more.
就是因为我们跟主同行, 我们才认识我们的主是什么样的一位主。
Because we walk together with the Lord, then we understand what kind of Lord He is.
那么我们跟主同行, 需要主的性情。
And when we walk together with the Lord, we need His nature.
我们要公义, 我们要怜悯, 我们要谦卑。
We need justice, mercy, and
否则我们不容易跟随主走。
Otherwise, it would be very difficult for us to walk together with Him.
但你也是发觉啊,
but then you also find,
就是在我们在跟随主的路上,一步一步跟随主的时候,
as we walk together with the Lord, step by step,
主的性情就一点一点地加在我们身上,
God's nature is slowly, step by step, being added into us.
越走呢,越像主,越走呢,越像主。
The more we walk, the more we become like the Lord.
难怪呢,以诺啊,走着走着,这么像主了,主就把接去了。
No wonder that Enoch, when he walked together with the Lord, became so much like the Lord, the Lord just took him.
巴不得呢,主在今天就带领我们起来。
May the Lord help us to stand today.
赐给我们信心啊,在信心当中紧紧地跟随我们的主。
To give us faith, that in faith we can walk closely with the Lord.
我们先祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you. Because in the Lord Jesus, you've already selected us. That we can be before him as a spotless and blameless. That you have already established that we would receive your adoption as sons. For this great grace, we offer up our thanksgiving and praise. May you reveal that you've already accomplished the work. And today, encourage us to rise up. In the path of the Lord, we would walk closely with you. And that when we see you face to face, we will not be ashamed. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.